Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome along to the Rangers Rabble. I've not done one of these midweek podcasts for a while, so I might get Elaine, Alan, or Brian to jump on and start hosting at some point. Maybe your dog, Elaine, could jump on and start hosting.
No, she's going to be very well behaved tonight.
Must resist the obvious joke. Oh.
No, what?
No comment.
Honestly, I work with a shady bunch of people. Yes, hello and welcome along to the Rangers Rabble. Hello to everybody in the comments, hello to everybody watching. Hello, Elaine, how are you?
Yeah, very good, thanks.
Good, good. Alan, how are you with your brand new posh-looking headset?
Fantastic. It's actually an old one, but it's been lying in a cupboard somewhere. I couldn't find it, and it's magically appeared. So.
Nah, you went out and bought one. You went out and bought one to make yourself look fancy. Brian, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Does your Rangers top fit you all right?
Yes, it does actually, yeah. One of the few that does, yeah.
Well, there you go. At least one of us has got a top that fits us. So, yeah, probably me.
I was going to say, thanks very much.
I know, that's it. I'm having a shocker. I've never done one of these midweek pods for ages. I don't know the etiquette anymore. I normally just save myself for the reactions. Loads to talk about. I'm pretty sure at some point we'll mention Seville. Hands up if you're going. It's a bit late now, Brian. You try and get yourself a flight.
I'll still get there if I can.
You going to go on a lawnmower?
Well, if that's possible, anything's possible, isn't it?
Do you know what? There's not really much point in looking back over Sunday. It was a pretty meaningless game, Elaine, which is unusual to say. When it comes to Rangers, I suppose it wasn't meaningless, but the league was over. And we rotated quite a bit. Were you expecting it to be as easy as that?
To be honest, yeah. Do you know, I thought it should have been a formality. It was a formality. Even though there were a lot of changes, there was still a lot of talent in the squad. I found Sunday quite interesting because really we should have been pretty down in the dumps. The atmosphere should have been the atmosphere should have been pretty terrible. And actually, the place was rocking, the place was bouncing. There was such a good feel-good atmosphere going in, which is so strange for, as you say, what was a meaningless game. But everyone's just on such a high. So it was, although as you say, it was kind of in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't mean a lot. You still can learn from that game. I know some of the boys have such a soft spot for Lowry. Came on, thought he did absolutely brilliant. Good to get that for Ramsey to get the minutes. Good for some of the key players to get properly rested as well, and not come on. And also, I know this is so daft, but it was nice that Tav got taken off and got a proper standing ovation because he doesn't get that often. And I just thought that was quite a nice touch.
Yeah. Yeah, I was taken aback by this comment. Good evening, CGM. The hair is looking magnificent. I think my hair's looking honking myself. There you go.
But that's the first compliment ever, is it?
I'll take any compliment I can get because all I'm seeing is, yes, Elaine's on. Oh, Jim Sloan. Happy days, the main man, Martin. I'm getting a bit of love, which is unusual. It's normally Elaine that gets it all and I get nothing. What's this, Grizzly? What's this? Evening all, perfect company to wash up with. I don't even know what that means.
I'm not sure you want to.
Wash no. What?
Oh, maybe just washing dishes.
Does that person know that I've literally just had a shower? That's quite strange. I don't look like Lowry. Lowry looks like me. You know what I mean? I'm much older than him. You know what I mean? If anybody looks like anybody, he looks like me.
That's a bit harsh on Lowry, isn't it?
What? It's a bit harsh on Lowry? I'll have you know that I'm a very average looking man. Brian Elaine mentioned Ramsey there, which I suppose it was really good to see him on. It was good to see him get 70 minutes. And I mentioned this on the reaction, and I don't know if any of you thought this or I'm talking absolute nonsense. When I've watched Ramsey before, it's almost looked as if his legs were too heavy, that he couldn't really move. He was struggling. He looks different. I don't know if you can say it's the opposition. I don't know if you want to say this, want to say that, and I don't want to jinx it, but there was something different about him on Sunday. Is that fair?
Aye, because the goal that led to, obviously, the move that led to the penalty, he actually got whoever it was to get out of the way, and he just stormed in and just took command of the ball. He was almost like he was possessed. It was, as you say, it was something that very unusual that we've not seen, certainly at Rangers, since he's been there. But it, as you say, it was great for him to get 70 minutes. More minutes, the better. And leading up to the 18th, a couple of games left. So,
how important could he be, Alan, I suppose, if he gets the next run of games under his belt? And another 70 minutes tomorrow would be great. And then another 70 minutes against Hearts. Could he be the difference in the final?
We all know how talented a player he is. We knew that before he came to us. If he can get that little bit of fitness back, and there's no doubt in that if Ramsey's fit, if he's got any kind of fitness at all, he needs to be involved in the match day squad, even if he's on the bench. And, you know, because we know he can come on and change the game in a minute. Because that's how good a player he is. So, yeah, if there's any kind of fitness here at all, he's involved in the matchday squad for me.
Is there anybody, Elaine, in the next few games, do you think, that could play themselves into Gio's thinking for the final? Or do you think, if Roof's fit, if he's not fit, do you think Gio knows his team?
Yeah, I think he probably does, because I would have thought that after his goal at Parkhead, I would have thought Sakala would have come in for Thursday night, or in the starting 11. Obviously he stuck with the team that went to Leipzig. I think he's probably got a good idea. Ramsey, potentially, depending on minutes, depending on fitness, could come in. Who do you lose for Ramsey? Would it be Kamara? Would it be who drops out? I think he's probably got a pretty good idea. Roof's the only one that I would think, if he makes it, he's in. Otherwise, I could see him sticking probably with the same team. I suppose, why could you blame him? I would love to think that we've got players as well that can come on and change it. That's where Gio's been doing so well with his tactics, is that if it's not going well, you know, we actually do have a plan B. It's not just do plan A better. We actually have a plan B, a plan C, that he changes it. And that's the thing about having the different players available to us, is that I think we do have real game changers, and that's maybe where Ramsey's more likely to come in, depending on, you know, what a sub to bring on at 60 minutes. If we're in it, if we're going for it, even if we're, you know, what a player to bring on potentially to take us forward. Molly agrees.
Yeah, you were. Molly agrees. Brian, you were nodding like Molly there.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be involved at any point of the final, you know. So it'll be great if he starts, but as Lane says, it'll be even what a sub to come on, you know, if he needs to change the game or see it out or whatever the situation is. He's that good. He's miles ahead of anybody in our squad, and it's just a great option. You know, he doesn't have to start him, but if need be, he can start him. It's just nice to have him back fit and at least have a choice of having him rather than the last few games that we haven't.
Yeah. Currymunch was asking, is Elaine's audio crackling or is her voice trying to break? No, her audio's crackling, but I'm 2 feet to tell her in case she shouts at me.
I bought a laptop for this to do this because you're always on about it, and my laptop didn't work tonight. I don't have the right stuff downloaded, so
it might be your earphones.
Next season.
It might be your earphones.
There you go. I'm assuming Martin's paid towards the laptop.
Yeah, yes. I paid in hundreds and hundreds of self-esteem. that was the only payment I'm getting. Back to the football, CGM. Best we've played minus Morelos was Braga, obviously not spelled correctly, at home. with Ruth and Ramsey playing. They should start a fit. No room for sentiment next week. Ruth, Alan, I didn't say woof, I said Ruth. Was that a worry that he wasn't even in the squad on Sunday? Or is there still time for him to get a couple of games under his belt?
Yes, it was a worry, but yes, there's still time. I probably wouldn't even be too upset if Ruth never played against Ross County or Hearts. If we can get him fit on the training ground, we talk about match sharpness a lot when we're talking about getting players fit, but see any player that needs any additional boost going into a Europa League final, the mentality seriously needs questioned, and I don't think Ruth's going to have that problem. Again, if there's any kind of fitness, and I'd agree with what CGM said, I think the best we've played, minus Morelos, was it would have been against Braga, with Ruth and Ramsey. So for me, Ruth gets right up until the last minute to prove that he's fit. He's going to be our only centre forward, only recognised centre forward as well. So we need to give him that chance, because a centre forward might come in handy every now and again when you're playing football. We've done relatively well without them, but I'd imagine it'll come in handy at some point. So for me, if Ruth doesn't play against Ross County and Hearts and then comes in and plays in the two cup finals that we've got to play, I'd be quite happy with that, assuming of course we win both the cup finals.
I'm a wee bit raging that we didn't try and get Haaland. I mean, was it 60 million release clause? That would have been...
Again, you could have chipped in for that.
I could have chipped in for that, with the 16 pence I've got in my bank. If Ruth doesn't get some minutes in the next two league games, can't see him starting in the final, from channel member Darren Stewart. Elaine, would it be too much to ask to not start him if he's fit for the final, if he hasn't played the end of the season games? If we have him there available, do we have to use him?
Possibly. The only thing I was going to say with that is, if he is fit, is he matched? How many games will he have missed if he doesn't feature tomorrow or at the weekend? That's a good number. He might be fit without being match fit, if you know what I mean, in terms of, and I just think if they make the call that he's fit, then great, do it. But we shouldn't rush him, because the last thing we need is for him to, do his calf or whatever the injury actually is, and to go off 5 minutes in, or and to kind of totally have to change formation, change tactics, etc. Based on that. I would worry if he doesn't get any minutes, that it would be a bad call to certainly start him. Might not be the worst thing to gamble. Again, as we say, kind of 60 minutes, depending on where we are. You're all in at that point. But if he's not got any minutes, I do think that's a bit of a gamble to just start him.
Well, yeah, Brian's saying, for me, Ruth starts, even if he's a 60-minute fit. Although James is saying, Brian, Ruth usually takes a game or two after injury to get up to speed. That's the worry.
Yeah, it's been notorious when he's had an injury that, he's always been like a sub and came on 20 minutes here, 15 minutes there. But he's to be fair to him, though, he's not really had a run of games purely because of who's in front of him. So it's only since Morelos' injury that he's actually been able to get a decent run of games. But even then, he's broke down a couple of times. So it is a worry, but I think, as Brian says, even if he's 60 minutes fit for the final, I would start him, because as Alan says, him and Ramsey together was really good. So I would be inclined. It's a lot, it's a Scottish Cup final, but I mean, this one's far more important than the Scottish Cup final. So I'd chance him for 60 minutes. I really would.
We don't actually know if he can get in the country. Do we know?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how. I mean, I'm booked up to go, right? And I've had my two jags and my booster, because I used to work in social care, so I had to get all that stuff done. I don't know if the laws are still as strict. Are we past COVID now, Alan? What's the deal?
The current guidance, I had a look at it today, the current guidance is, if I read it right, need to have your two COVID vaccinations, and if your second one was so long ago, you need to have the booster as well. It's an interesting point about Ruth. But we faced a similar sort of question over Sakala in Germany, didn't we? Mm-hmm. So I don't know how it works with elite sporting bubbles. I don't know if there's dispensation made for that as it was in the UK at one point. There was different rules for elite sporting bubbles. So I honestly don't know is the answer. I would hope, because the same question remains over Sakala as well. If he's not vaccinated, can he get in the country? So hopefully they both can get in the country because they both have something to offer at some point.
It's a bit of a disaster if neither of them can.
Yeah. Well, do we know that they're both not vaccinated? Has this been official? No. Do we know?
No, it's all just gossip and rumours.
And obviously my memory is really blank.
You started most of them, so you should know.
Well, yeah. I started the Haaland to Rangers and they ended up going to Man City. my mind's went blank. Has Ruth played any away European games?
That's a good question.
He didn't go to Dortmund.
No,
because I was there. No, he wasn't in Dortmund. Was he in Belgrade? Was Sakala in Belgrade?
Moving on.
Was he in Braga?
But remember,
was Sakala in Braga?
Different countries, different rules. So even if he made one,
were they two in any of those countries? Does anybody know the answer?
Sakala's played in Europe away this season. He certainly played in.
Can anybody in the comments tell me if they two have played in any of the European games?
Sakala played in Copenhagen.
Copenhagen doesn't count. I don't think they take anything seriously in Copenhagen.
Roof was a sub in Belgrade.
Well, there you go. There you go. Was he a sub at Braga? Anybody?
Martin, this is getting embarrassing. Move on.
I know. I honestly don't know. Sakala was definitely in Braga.
It was a sub in Braga.
There we go. So there we go.
Sub, yeah.
Yeah.
The laptop did come in handy.
There you go. a couple of another wee points to take away from Sunday. Elaine, Leon King, Alec Lowry. We even saw Adam Devine and Charlie McCann. Very quickly on Leon King. Listen, he was up against Tony Watt, who fancied spending more time on the deck than what he did on his feet. But
he
struggled.
My head in. Yeah, you know, he did. He did struggle. I think the only shot on target was Golton. In his moment of absolute, I had a total moment of panic there. But that was the most that John McLaughlin had to work all day. I think, to be fair, they didn't look out of place, especially Leon King from the start, didn't look out of place at all. Shut up. Come here. every time I talk, he didn't look out of place at all. And I know I'm kind of repeating myself, but I just thought Lowry, when he came on, absolutely strolled it.
Yeah. Special player. Absolutely.
I'm gonna have to get treats for her. this is what you don't do, reward being bad.
Yeah. You also don't do it live on a podcast as well.
Yeah, you do.
That's probably Adam Devine, Brian, just very quickly. I felt a wee bit sorry for him. Because he came on. I think he was trying, but nothing was coming off for him. And that must be so much pressure. Because, look, Lowry's been around. Lowry's come on, had a few games. Charlie McCann's been around the first team. He's come on, had a few games. Leon King's part of the first team squad. I think that was Adam Devine's first appearance.
Yeah.
And I've seen him at youth level. He's an absolutely cracking player. Yeah. Just maybe the moment got to him a wee bit.
You can't hold that against him. It's his first game. He was obviously high as a kite, like everybody would be. So, From all the games I've seen, he's a cracking wee player. He's
always up there with one of the best on the pitch, Brian, when I've seen him.
Yeah, and he's not shy in getting forward, and he likes a tackle. So just he'll grow into it. And obviously he's got a slightly decent player ahead of him, so he's going to have to wait his chance. But I mean, you can't base that on anything on Sunday, not at all.
Because like I say, to be fair,
you would think that hopefully the same four will feature tomorrow and potentially again at the weekend. So what a couple of games for them to have at an end of the season. Whereas realistically, without the Europa League final, you're probably looking, even if the league's done, you're probably looking at kind of minimal time, whereas hopefully, yeah, they'll get a decent number and it just sets them up and or puts them in a good place for next year.
CGM, there's quite a few people asking, Alan, and I want to ask you, because I know that you sometimes do, a bit like myself and Brian, have a wee look at the youth teams. What's happened to Zukowski? Does anybody know, Alan?
No, I'd forgot about him, to be honest. I think he has featured for the B team a couple of times, hasn't he? But he seems to have fell off the radar.
He played against Alloa, didn't he?
Yeah, Annan.
Annan, yeah.
See, we can remember who played against Annan, but we can't remember who played against Red Star Belgrade.
it's all about Seville.
That's it. I think he's a young man. He's moved to a different part of the world. We have to accept that, you know, it might take time to adjust not just to Scottish football, but to the way of life in Scotland at his young age. So I think maybe next season, if he gets a good pre-season under his belt, he's going to be the backup right back by the looks of it, because Devine, for all he's a decent player, he's still got some development to do. But it's good to see, you know, we're talking about these players coming in. For years, we never really had a strong connection to the Rangers youth setup. There was a first team and that was it. But this season, we've had the opportunity to go along to Dumbarton or on the road, wherever it is they've been. We've had an opportunity to go and watch the B team. They've been on Rangers TV. We'd have a chance to turn on Rangers TV and watch them and watch these young boys develop, play some good football, get some really good victories against senior outfits. So when they're coming into the first team, we feel that connection with them. We've always liked bringing through young players, but even more so now, we've already got that connection with them. We know who they are and we've watched a wee bit of their journey for the start of the season. So to see players like Devine and King, Lowry and McCann coming into the first team, you know, it's phenomenal for the club. It's phenomenal for them. And hopefully we will see more of them in the next two league games. And, you know, maybe not so much Devine, but King, Lowry, McCann, they could have a part to play, especially if we pick up a knock here or there. They're the type of players that could have a massive, massive part to play in their last four games of the season.
You're just jealous of Molly having something to eat.
Yes.
see with the Nathan Patterson sale, the reality for us is that we need to look at that as well. Not that I'm wishing the young boys away already, but if there are really promising people coming through, that's a business model as well.
Yeah,
and for a club like ours, we need to be better at producing the talent for ourselves, but then also for moving on and making decent money out of it. Just one other thing just about the weekend, because I totally forgot when you asked me. I was so chuffed that Diallo got his goal. Oh, sorry, I'm jumping the gun.
No.
I was so tough for him. And you could tell just how much he was trying, how much he wanted that. And he's not really I thought that was his best game for us by a mile. So, yeah. Sorry, I thought you were wrapping up in the...
I was going to bring it on to McCann and then come on to Lowry. But we'll jump ahead, Elaine. We might as well. We'll jump ahead. Diallo, Brian, actually wanted to bring him up for a specific reason. Came in at the beginning, done okay against Ross County, Celtic, whatever happened there, and then he kind of fell away.
Yeah,
he looked like a different player on Sunday. And listen, I've heard people say, you've got to remember who he's playing against. Listen, that's the fourth best team in our league he's playing against. Is there any chance that right side, midfield, that right wing position, is there any chance we might see Diallo? If he plays in the next couple of games, he plays well, could he be one of the few players that could maybe get into Theo's thinking?
For the final?
Am I just totally jumping the gun? Yeah.
No, he won't start the final. With all due respect, even if he has two hat-tricks in a row, I still don't think he'll start in the final.
Could he at least be involved?
He could be. I mean, he'll certainly be on the bench. Because he's been on the European benches quite a lot, so I think he's just been unused. But I mean, I wouldn't be he'll certainly be on the bench for the Europa final. But no, I can't see him starting for the Europa final. He'll get the next two league games, I would imagine. He's got the pace to burn. I just think after the I think it was the Celtic game, as you mentioned, that he took a total confidence. You know, his confidence completely went then, and yeah, we just haven't seen hide nor tail of him since. So, but I mean, as you say, he looked good yesterday. Yeah, good chance to play next couple of league games.
I don't know, Alan. It's one of those ones, you know, when you just get a feeling in the pit of your stomach about a certain player. And I know I say it all the time, and I always had it with Philip Sebo. Right? I always had that feeling. But Diallo's on a different level to that, right? I don't know, there's just something in the pit of my stomach that tells me he could make some kind of difference. He's just got something.
He's certainly a talented boy, but I'm the same. I can't see him starting the Europa League final. Will he be in the bench? Yeah, could he come on? Possibly. Might come on and make a difference, but I can't see him starting it. Might start the Scottish Cup final.
Would you rather, Alan, have you had these two options for the final? This is all you had mm-hmm. for the right. Would you rather start Diallo or Scott Wright? That was your two options. Because let's face it, Scott Wright started against Leipzig. So see, if you're struggling to answer that, why would Diallo not even if it's tiny, in the thoughts of Gio?
I would probably go with Scott Wright, but in a very specific role. I thought when we came out in the first half and Scott Wright was playing the right wing role against Leipzig, I thought he was way out of his depth. That wasn't necessarily his fault because we weren't great in that opening spell. But when we changed it up in the second half, Aribo played the false nine and Wright and Kent dropped back. I thought he had a decent game. And Scott Wright had been doing well in the appearances he'd been making in the league up till that point as well. So I've probably got a little bit more confidence in Scott Wright than I would in Diallo. But, I wouldn't rule Diallo out coming on and making an appearance at some point, but he wouldn't be my first choice for that position. That would be Scott Wright in a very specific role.
Diallo is better technically, but Wright can stick to his job a bit better. Is that basically what you're saying?
Yeah, and I thought Wright done quite well in the second leg as well.
Yeah, I'm not having that. I go anyway at Scott Wright. There's just a tiny wee part of me that thinks he might be able to do something.
Part of the other reason I feel that about Scott Wright is, I want you to think back to the start of the season. Remember we done the prediction show and I said I thought Scott Wright was going to have a big part to play this season for us. He's still got a chance. He's still got a chance.
He's running out of time.
He's still got a chance.
Alex Lowry.
That'll be the only prediction I got right.
Alex Lowry. Elaine, you've mentioned him. Let's speak about him. He came on Sunday. He looked head and shoulders above most people on the park. I will always maintain that I think right now he's ready. For me personally, this is how much I think of Lowry. He could start the final of the Europa League for me. No problem. Absolutely no problem. And he wouldn't look out his depth. He came on Sunday, played fantastic. He signed a new contract until 2025. I think we will not do better business in the summer than that.
Yep. No, I would agree with you in terms of what you said there, because I thought when he came on, he looked the finished article almost. He didn't look phased at all. I know he's had a wee bit more first team experience than the other boys that came on, but he didn't look out of place at all in the team. I did see someone tweet saying if Ramsey put in the 30 minutes that Lowry did, we would all be absolutely raving about it. I think we are all raving about Lowry. You know, if you're good enough, you're old enough. And I don't think he gets into the team for the final because it's minimal first team games. And also because, I think in Europe, our squad has worked. And so far, so good. I think putting Lowry in changes it quite a bit. And certainly I wouldn't be gambling at this point. But he is someone, again, you could look to bring on. I think he might get the Scottish Cup final. I think that's more likely. It's more likely that he might come on then. But what an experience for them as well, even to be in the squad for those things. You know, what a learning experience. And that's something that they'll take on in their careers as well. And I'm really glad that the young boys are getting involved in that too, because it will do them wonders. And, you know, again, not wishing them away, but do we think that Alex Lowry will be here until 2025? Who knows? But if he's not, I think I honestly could just see him going. I think he could go really far because I really rate him.
I think he could break all sorts of Scottish transfer records. I never get giddy or really, really, really happy about certain players. I mean, I liked Gilmore. I was really happy with Gilmore. I was gutted when he left. But there's something, Brian, about Alex Lowry that, for me, I think he could be genuinely the first world-class footballer Scotland's had for a long, long time. And I know, look, that may be pie in the sky. He's only a young boy. He's still got loads of work to do. I just think that the sky's the limit for him. Jordan McGinn, Andy Robertson, Kieran Tierney, you name it, he could surpass them by miles.
Could do, yes. Willie?
Share my excitement, Brian.
He's certainly at his age, he looks as though he's got something about him that a lot of other kids don't. He's not shy on the ball. He likes a tackle again. You know, he's obviously got an eye for goal because he can score from range as well. And he seems a level-headed kid. So,
absolutely. Brian, if he was Spanish, he'd already be in Barcelona's first team and he'd be off about 50 million. And I'm not bullshitting. He'd be off about 50 million right now.
Well, I think it's Gabri that's the young kid that plays for Barcelona. He's only 17 and he's playing all the time. So, you know, there's no... Just because he's 18 doesn't mean he shouldn't be in the first team. Absolutely, he should be. But
if he came through that academy at Barcelona, he'd be already be in the first team and he'd be worth millions. He'd be worth absolute millions. I just think, Alan, that to get him signed, like I said to Elaine, to get him signed, to get that security, and it also means that, and I firmly believe he will be, if not a first-team regular, he will be at least a squad rotation next season. He will definitely play.
I think we'll see a lot of him next season, and I hope we're right about that, because we said the same about Stephen Kelly this time last year.
Yeah.
But I hope
and
we're right.
And you can see right away, he's miles, miles better than what Stephen
Kelly. I was going to say, it feels a lot different, doesn't it? But yeah, I think we'll definitely see a lot more of him in the squad. Hopefully that means the signing the contract means he is going to commit at least another couple of years to Rangers, and we're not just tying him down to a contract to look after ourselves financially. But you mentioned, Martin, that you think he's so good he could start the final and play a big part in the final and be a big impact on it. So if Lowry's going to start, who would your midfield three be?
Lindstrom, Lowry and Jack. I wouldn't start him. I wouldn't start him. I'm just saying that if Gio threw that curveball and started him, it would not worry me in the slightest. I would be supremely confident with Lowry in the middle of the park. I wouldn't start him, but if, like I say, if Gio did, it wouldn't bother me one bit.
Okay. Well,
you fire away. You disagree?
I'm not saying I disagree with you. I think he's a great player, but I don't know who you would... if we've got certain people available.
We're going to preview the final, obviously, and that'll be a show on its own. But right now, Alan, then, who's your midfield three for the final? Right,
probably now. Lundstrom, Jack, and if he wins his fitness race, Aribo.
So, if Roof's not fit, who are you playing up front?
Sakala.
You're playing Sakala through the middle?
No, I don't know. I would maybe at that point you could look at bringing Kamara into the middle and Aribo plays in the false nine role again. Right. But I'm hopeful Roof's going to be fit.
So you don't think there's any possibility that if we put Lowry in there for, say, Kamara, you don't think you'd be unhappy with that, is what I'm trying to get at.
I wouldn't be unhappy with it. I think Lowry's a great player. I just don't think it's likely.
No, it's not likely at all. It's not likely in the slightest. I was just making the point that if it happened,
I think the majority of supporters would be less anxious with a more experienced man in there, whether that be Kamara or even Davis. I don't know. I think if you were to take a poll of supporters on the day of the final, I think people would be less anxious knowing that Lowry's there, he's on the bench, he can come on, he can make a difference.
100%, yeah.
But we need to start with level heads, and we need to start with people we know that can deliver.
100%. But he would, if he started that, he would not be nervous, he would not be worried, he'd be full of confidence, and he would go on and he would show everybody just how good a player he is. But, Elaine, we have to stay grounded with Lowry because he's a young boy, so we don't want to be, you know, overshooting the mark at all, do we?
Do you know, I think what we need to be really careful of is, as a fan base, we are great at talking people up and we're not the most forgiving. And you look at John Lindstrom and how he's turned it around. Now, I'm not saying we're going to do that to Lowry, but, you know, we're great at saying, give the youth a chance, give the youth a chance. Youth comes in, all of a sudden, not a great game. And all of, you know, like, ship him out. He, you know, he's not going to cut it. We need to. I just think sometimes we're not the most forgiving. We need to be patient with him as well. You know, as much as we're saying he's fine, as much as he's saying he's, you know, it's fine and he could hack it, mentally you put him into a Europa League final, that's massive. That's a huge,
huge for anyone.
There's players.
If he was playing for Barcelona, Elaine, if he was playing for Barcelona, he'd have beat Frankfurt.
Well, they didn't, and he wasn't.
I'm just saying.
But did Barcelona play their way guy?
I've no idea.
So
we don't even know if Sakala or Ruff have played. How do we know who's played for Barcelona?
So, but either way, do you know? I think we need to be patient. Absolutely, he's a talent. Absolutely. You know, hope that he features in the next couple of league games anyway. Hope he is a big feature next season. But let's give the boy a chance as well and not get on his back if he does have one or two tough games. Because, you know, at that age, it'll take time. Even seasoned pros come in and, you know, it takes a wee while for them to find their feet.
I know. I don't really hold out much hope for Lowry, to be honest with you. I don't think he's that good. CGM, no room for sentiment next week. Start Andy Firth if he is the best option to win. Oh, Andy Firth basically is getting a free ticket. That's basically what
Andy Firth will be in the stands.
He's the luckiest man in football.
Yeah.
Definitely. The other contract, Brian, that's been extended is Scott Arfield. Now, I'm not seeing the same joy. Is that fair? I'm seeing debate between certain people. Some people don't think he should have got a new contract. Other people are happy he's getting a new contract. Where do you stand on it?
I think he's a good guy to have around the dressing room for the young guys. I think Lowry will learn a lot of him because I think they're fairly similar in regards playing styles. I just think he's a good old head to have in the dressing room just to keep everybody, you know, keep the young guys, you know, take them under his wing a little bit. You know, he's an international player. I know a lot of people won't be happy because he's 33, I think he is, is he? So, but I mean, I just think I think it's a good old head to have in the dressing room, personally.
Alan?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't think he's going to be first name on the team sheet next season. He wasn't first name on the team sheet this season. He's a good experienced player to have around. I think we might lose some experience. We've already spoke about how McGregor possibly going to retire, Davis possibly going to retire, although nothing's confirmed yet. So to have somebody like Arfield taking up that mantle and playing that role. And he's a decent player as well. He'll still do a job for us in certain situations. So I'm quite happy that he's going to be around and we're going to have just that, what, a dressing room leader, I think, and a good role model as well. So I'm more than happy with the contract extension.
I mean, let's remember, between him and Davis, they changed the Old Firm semi.
Mm-hmm.
And they came on.
This is a bit of a strange one, but is Arfield, was he a Rangers fan kind of growing up?
I'm pretty sure his family were, so he must have been, but he grew up in Falkirk, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Arfield, that's where he's from, Falkirk. He played for Falkirk.
Yeah, his family's for the Livingston area.
The only reason I say that is because obviously it doesn't, you know, at the end of the day, put on the shirt, it doesn't actually really matter. But I do think it helps having people that know the club, that have grown up with it, that kind of, it's good for players that are coming in to have people like that who just know the sort of traditions of the club and have grown up with it. So certainly, I don't think it's a bad thing. Well, although he's Canadian, yeah, but he's not really, is he? Well, he's a captain.
At least he's not Finnish.
We're not going down just, that.
He actually did represent Scotland at an unders level, and then he's got family that he's well known in the area that I'm from, so he's got family that is Canadian, so CGM's right, but no, he was definitely born in Scotland.
Is Arfield, well, I don't know where I stand on Arfield getting a new contract, right? I don't know. I don't think he's good enough. I don't think Arfield's good enough. That's just my own personal opinion, right? And I know people will be shocked. Oh my God, Martin's got an opinion. just quality-wise, I don't think Arfield's good enough. I think he was. I think he's slowed down. I think next season will probably be even slower. So, Brian, with that said, right, it's all good having the experience. It's great that he's a Rangers man. That's brilliant. That's lovely. Andy Halliday was a Rangers man. And we eventually got rid of Andy Halliday because he wasn't good enough. If we are going to be participating in the Champions League next season, for example, should we not be on the lookout for people who are maybe of better quality to add to the squad rather than having people hanging about? Not hanging about, that's not fair, because he's a good player, but having people that maybe aren't quite good enough just because they've got experience?
We maybe already are looking, and maybe he's part of it. You just, you know... Giovanni obviously likes him because he's stuck by him in a few games, and he's asked him to come on in a few important games and help see out games. So Giovanni trusts him quite well. So I've doubted Giovanni before and I was wrong, so I'm not doubting him anymore.
Just very quickly, yeah. Ian, can't compare Arfield and Halliday. I'm not comparing the two. Arfield's a much better player. What I'm saying is, going into next season, should we be looking to improve the team? And if we are looking to improve the team, that then means getting rid of certain players. And if you're getting rid of players, I don't know, for example, Kamara, right? That's always the one that's at the top of everybody's thinking when they go, because they're going to go for good money. I'm just thinking, if you're going to be participating in the Champions League, which we might not, we're not guaranteed to win a final, for God's sake. But if we do, I just don't think people like Arfield aren't the quality required at the club. That's just my own personal view.
I think the thing is that it's a balance, because, of course, yeah, if we get the Champions League money, absolutely brilliant. Let's go strengthen. Is Arfield going to be a massive player next year? Possibly not. But if we get to this stage, I mean, we've got to a semi-final of one competition, the final of two others. Obviously, the league hasn't quite come down to the end of it, but we play a lot of games. Now, we will play less games next year because we don't have as many qualifiers. But it's about squad players as well. Not every squad player is going to be at that level. And I'm not saying you keep Arfield because he's a Rangers fan or, you know, anything like that, because we have to be savvy. And it's not about having kind of sentiment as well. But there are sometimes certain factors that all come together that you group and you think that, like, he has experience. He knows the bit about the club, you know, X, Y, and Z, right? He's a good squad player to have, especially if you've got the likes of Lowry and that coming through. And a wee bit like, I mean, keeping Jermaine Defoe on, this year, I know Gio got rid of him pretty quickly, but Jermaine Defoe was never going to be a huge player for us this season. But there was a reason why he was kind of kept around, because there's certain attributes that you can add kind of just as well as playing. Does that make sense?
Alan, I'm looking at it from a wage bill point of view, right? I don't know what Arfield's going
to do. He might have took a wage cut.
I would be getting, he could have. I don't know what he's on, right? And I'm not even going to try and guess. Them, right? And you know who I'm talking about when I say them. They're going out and buying players or whatever. Their wage bill is mental. The amount of players they've got. I want us to have the right size of squad with the right amount of players in it, so we're spending the right amount on transfers and wages. Maybe I'm talking rubbish. I just don't think
we
are a player for us. And that's I don't even know how I started on this rant.
At the start of this season, cash in mind back to the start of this season, we were sharing graphics, we had images on our group chats and on Twitter and on Facebook about, look at our squad depth, it's fantastic. We have at least two players for every position. And see, when it boiled down to it, it turned out that our squad depth wasn't that great. We've struggled a wee bit with injuries. We like Hadji and Morelos. We slept walking into being a one-man team at one point this season with Morelos. So next year, next season, we've got to learn for that. And next season, if we are going to compete on three fronts domestically, as Rangers should every season without fail, and if we are going to achieve something in Europe, I'm not saying we're going to, you know, win back-to-back European trophies or we're going to go in magical runs to the Champions League final. But if we're going to have a decent showing in the Champions League and we're going to be competitive, maybe try and get out the group, we are going to need a decent squad, and we're going to need players like Arfield who can play against your Diddy teams on your Sunday afternoons like Aberdeen, so that our £20 million new signing can play against Real Madrid on the Wednesday night.
Maybe I'm overthinking that.
Just to have that squad rotation, keep people fresh, keep people coming in. And Arfield fits that bill for me. That's where I see Arfield coming in. And listen, Arfield's done well in the European games this season and previous seasons as well that he's came in. So he's proven that he can hack it at that level, but he's getting on a little bit now. But maybe that's going to be his role. Maybe he's going to be that player that plays at the weekend to give somebody else a day off that's ran their guts out for 90 minutes at the Bernabeu.
Well, GB's right. I don't think Arfield getting a one-year contract extension warrants this much chat, to be honest. That's my fault. My apologies. That ran on a little longer than I expected. Brian, so who's next? Who do we want to see next getting a contract extension? Is it obvious?
That's pretty obvious, isn't it? The one that's been rumbling on for months and months, but I don't know. I mean, the obvious ones you want to get tied up now are Kent and Morelos, because they're close to getting running. I think they've got a year to go, haven't they? In June, July. Mm-hmm. But as I say, the obvious one is the Goldson one. But I mean, we've spoke about that since before the season started. We spoke about this and it's still.
I was talking about Cedric Atten.
But no, I mean, There's been the odd time where you've seen him in the highlights of the semi-final in Ibrox. He's looking around and, you know, the semi-win at Hampden, he's looking around at the fans and you almost think he's thinking, God, am I going to leave this, you know? But at the end of the day, I think what's motivating him is his family. It's not anything money-wise. I purely believe it's his family's wanting to go back south. So I'm afraid there's nothing you can do when it's family comes into it.
Has anybody got anything to add on Goldson, or should we move on?
I think we should move on in case GB gives us a row again.
Yes, we probably should. When he does sign, yes, we'll do a breaking news pod. There is a few players, Elaine, whose contracts are running down, getting low. Is there anybody you'd like to see if we take away Connor Goldson? Because I just don't think that's going to happen now. A lot of people saying in the comments Goldson will go to Villa. That wouldn't surprise me if he went to Aston Villa. And fair play to him if he does. Yeah. Kent, Kamara, what are we thinking?
Kamara's already signed.
Elaine, what are you talking about?
That doesn't mean he's not going to go in the summer.
No. but again, that would be good business if he does. I know that, you know, tying down players is something that it's just part of it. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to stay for the duration. No. But I would love Morelos to stay. I'd obviously love him to sign an extra, you know, or however many extra years, so that if he was to go, we'd get decent money for him. But by the same token, I'd love him to stay. Quite a few people have been saying, you know, they think we've maybe seen the last of him in a Rangers strip, that this summer might be him off. And he's the one for me. You just see we're a different beast with him in the team. I think we've missed him so much, and it would be great to have him back next year, especially, you know, if we do get the Champions League. I know it's a big if, but that's the sort of thing that, you know, I'd love to see him in the Champions League and see how it goes. I'd like Aribo to sign as well. That's the other one, because again, it's all about people who we can potentially sell on to. And I'm looking at Aribo, Kent, Kamara, Alfie, big money, change the model of the club and start being a wee bit more self-sufficient.
Yeah. Tell the players sign the contracts so you're not playing in the final. That's a great move, isn't it? That's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant.
And then we get humped 6-0.
does making it to the Champions League next season change anybody's minds, Alan, if they were worried about signing new deals?
Possibly. Some of the older players, Goldson, for example, might change his mind because he's never going to really get another chance at the Champions League. Some of the younger ones, like Aribo and Morelos, who are on the upward trajectory of their career, you know, that might not have a big impact on them. But somebody like Goldson, he might fancy, he might say, you know what, I'll stay for another year. I fancy a crack at the Champions League. Want to see if I can win this league title again. So I think it really depends who you are and where you are in your at the stage of your career. But as Brian says, it's not just about money, and it's not just necessarily about football anymore for some of these guys. Family might come into it as well. It plays a big part. So I think it could change some people's minds, but not everybody.
CGM's such a downer. I already have the fear of a potential crushing disappointment next week. Ah, such a downer. Jedi, we don't have time to talk about this because that's 50 minutes and I've still got the kit to talk about. I've still got Ross County tomorrow to talk about. So if we win next Wednesday, surely these guys' values will go up 5 million at least.
What's happening next Wednesday?
I've got no idea. I'll need to check my calendar. Sorry, Jedi, we just do not have the time to talk about that. Brian, the Rangers women's team winning the league, fantastic achievement. Glasgow City have controlled that for however many years. Rangers have made strides. We've done a podcast live from Ibrox with the Rangers women. We're playing Aberdeen women. What a achievement to finally win the league.
Yeah, 14 years in a row Glasgow City won it, so it's no mean feat just to go and win it. They came reasonably close last year. They just fell at the last few games. But this year, I think the difference was, as I said, in the Aberdeen game, they signed Jane Ross, who they took from Man United, who's a Rangers fan, and I think the Dutch lady, the girl in the middle, Middock, she's really made a big difference as well. And Lizzie Arnott, I mean, how she didn't win Player of the Year, it's beyond me. I mean, for only her to be involved in the Player of the Year awards, you know, for a team that's won 24 games and drew two, and not lost. it's just baffling, but it's unsurprising. But no, it's a great achievement for them. I seen the game on Sunday. They had a couple of iffy moments where I think Glasgow got it and scored, but it was offside. But apart from that, they've been really good this year. But the big difference, obviously, is beating the likes of Celtic and Glasgow City, because that's the three teams that's only going to win the league. And as long as you take care of them and get a positive result against them, they're going to win. So, no, it's a great achievement for them, and Champions League football next year for them.
I've got so many questions that I just don't have time to answer. I'm so sorry, guys. CGM's asking, is Glasgow City more a Rangers or a Celtic thing? I don't think it's got anything to do with it at all. But will they fall away if Rangers and Celtic start moving up? Will they lose supporters? I do not have time. Alan, because the B team... won the cup against Queen's Park 3-1. I can't remember what the cup's called. I had it on my phone. It's gone. There's so much information.
Glasgow Cup.
a 3-1 victory. And also, you know, domestically, the women's team, the B teams, the young teams, they're winning stuff.
Yeah, listen, we've got two cup finals to go. No, that's another big achievement for the young boys winning the Glasgow Cup. Glasgow Cup's obviously maybe not as prestigious a competition as it used to be, but it's still a fairly prestigious. It's still
a trophy in the bank.
It's still a famous trophy in our neck of the woods, and one that was, you know, really highly thought of for a long period of time. And it's nice to see the football authorities treating it with a little bit of respect and dignity again, making it a senior competition. Obviously, we're able to play our B team, but there's other senior teams involved. So, yeah, it's really good. It's really good that the football authorities are treating it with a bit of respect again, and massive achievement for the boys. Huge. Yeah. And hopefully, I know we've done this before, but I'd be quite pleased to see the B team and the women's team make an appearance at Ibrox at halftime tomorrow night with a silverware.
That would be amazing.
I think they deserve the recognition.
Nicholas Moore, Rangers rabble live from Spain is what we all want. If I can make that happen, I will absolutely do it. My plan is I'm staying in Portugal. I've hired a car for the full week. And I'm going to take a wee trip through to Seville on Monday because I land quite early. go around some bars, have some conversations in broken Spanish and see if I can get that set up. Although we're hearing loads of rumours, and I don't want to talk about them because I don't know how true or how false they are. I mean, you've had the mayor coming out saying he can't wait for everybody to come. It's going to be great for the city. So I don't want to mention any rumours at all. But
if wait,
I can get
let's wait until we hear up, something official for Rangers.
Exactly, exactly. If I can get something set up, believe me, I will. Believe me, I will. Unless anybody fancies giving me a ticket, in which case, then maybe there won't be something set up. But however, we shall see. Elaine, new third kit released today. What'd you think?
Yes. that was easy.
To be honest, I thought it was a wee bit lazy. Oh, where's he gone? He didn't like that. Yesterday we were all, you know, the wee clip or the wee bit that they showed. You're back.
Yes.
To be honest, you know, it looks fine. To me, it looks more of a training top. I've not seen it in the shop. A couple of people who have been to the shop said actually it looks really smart in person. I just think the kind of excitement from yesterday, we were all thinking, oh, here we go. And when we saw it, I was a wee bit underwhelmed. And I thought I'd be rushing out buying it, and I haven't, which is probably where I'm at with it. But I'm so glad that we're playing in blue next week.
Yes,
I think that's confirmed. Because I had the fear of the purple kit, or I thought, I wonder if they're rushing this through so that we're playing in that next week. And you know how well we're doing first, you know, new kits. And no, I'm so glad we're playing all in blue next week, as it should be. And I'll stick with my blue next week.
Everybody knows that blue and black clash. You know, Brian is a man who owns probably just about every Rangers top there is to own, and you're modelling an orange top for us tonight. Where does this new one rate for you? Have you seen it in person yet?
No, not yet. I've ordered it, so I'll wait for it to come in. Of course, I have. Yeah, so I'll wait for it to come in. But as Alan will agree with me, I don't think it's going to even touch the one I'm currently wearing. This one's easily our best. Well, it's not. All orange one it is, but the navy, the 94 navy and orange one's the best one.
That's what I hoped it would be like.
Yeah,
sure. The wee teaser yesterday.
Yeah. The patterns were all heading towards that one, but unfortunately, no. But I always say to people, wait till you see it in person, because a picture doesn't do it justice. There's times I've looked at a shirt and thought, that's absolutely awful. I've got my hands on it, I've thought, oof, it's absolutely beautiful. So I'll wait till I see it in person before passing judgment.
Well, Darren Stewart saying, look, it's an orange Rangers top, what's not to like? Alan, could they have done more with it for you? That's the impression I'm getting.
I like it. I wish that it was like the 94 away top, because that is my all-time favourite top. I love that combination, that shady blue with orange. So I was kind of, I was the same as Elena when I saw the graphic last night. I was like, oh my God, yeah. I nearly never slept thinking about it. but so when the top came out this morning, my initial thought was, oh, that's really disappointing. But I had a look at the pictures up close, and I like it. I think it's going to be a really smart top. I'm just looking at it just now. Maybe could have made the badges and the sponsors the same shade of blue as well, but I don't know if that would have been too much. But
one thing I have liked about it, there's no stars on the
modeling fucking thing.
Yeah.
The
stars have been relocated. I think the stars have got a place on Rangers jerseys, I don't think it's above the badge anymore.
Next season, Alan, should we have 5 stars or 2 stars?
What's a good question?
Could be three.
Don't jinx
it. Listen, I've had a question from Ian Hamilton, and he's done a super chat, so I will bring it up. I mean, you don't have to answer it. It's been aimed at you. Can you ask Elaine about the sad debacle at the Scottish Writers? Is it Scottish Writers?
Yeah,
something Association.
Scottish Football Writers.
Awards. This is obviously in connection with obviously Ailey Barber coming out, and I haven't heard anything that supposedly went on. I haven't heard the stuff the guys meant to have come out with. So, but your opinion on it?
Yeah, so I have. I have heard one or two of the things that were apparently said. I won't repeat it, but I thought she was actually really brave and coming out and saying something, because it's not the easiest kind of place for, and I know she is a woman who's fairly high up, but coming out and saying something like that, you're almost making a rod for your own back, and you know the comments you're going to get, you know the comments you're inviting. I thought that if she was uncomfortable, obviously none of us actually have heard the whole thing, but there's a fair few people that have come out and said there were quite a few things that were unacceptable. We all like a laugh, we all like a bit of humour. If it crosses a line and if it's at the point where it's making someone feel really uncomfortable, then it shouldn't be just classed as humour, it shouldn't be tolerated. And certainly if she's there, it's a professional do as well. So yeah, it's a professional do. If you're making someone feel uncomfortable to the point where she's walking out, I think that's a real shame. And I think that there's some brilliant, because I tweeted about it, and there's some brilliant female voices in football. I don't think that any of them should be there just as a female voice. I'm not into that at all. But the ones that I used were Ailey Barber, Emma Dodge, Shelley Kerr. You know, there are some brilliant female voices.
And yourself, Elaine. You're part of the media as well.
Something like that. There are some brilliant male voices as well. There are some.
Thank you very much.
There are some of both sides that I think are useless too. No idea. But what I don't think we need is for any sort of hostile environment and anything that puts people off wanting to get involved, because it should be about, you know, everyone being able to give their opinion. So it's one of these things. I'm glad she brought it up. I'm sure that there will be people who think she was maybe being a wee bit sensitive, but I think that if she was offended and if there's been stuff that's been inappropriate, then good for her for airing it.
Yeah, I've got absolutely no clue what was said at all, but you know, it's you need to move on, Faye, on that old nonsense and move with the times. Stuart Johnson, time to put the kids to bed. Great pod, I'll catch up in the chat. Thank you very much, Stuart, for your super chat. Thanks for supporting the podcast. Keith Jackson sacked. Are we hearing this? Is this something that we're hearing?
No, surely not.
Surely not.
Not Keith Jackson. He's on with the brickwork.
I mean, I would laugh if he got sacked. But no, I've not heard anything like that. Alan, we're playing tomorrow.
So we are.
I think it's obviously just slipped everybody's mind. I actually thought on Sunday there was quite a good crowd, considering, because let's face it, I've not got a pot to piss in now. I'm skint, right? Seville has killed me. So it was a fairly decent crowd. I'm expecting the same tomorrow at a nighttime game. I'm expecting a decent crowd. But what type of team are we expecting?
I would expect another heavily changed team. I wouldn't expect to see your standard first 11 that you would expect. But yeah, I think everybody's in the same boat just now. We're all scraping the pennies together, but it's absolutely going to be worth it. And it's a testament to the Rangers support. We came out in our numbers on Sunday. We'll come out in our numbers tomorrow night. Those that are lucky enough to have tickets for Tynecastle will go in their numbers, and those that don't have tickets will hopefully be watching the Rangers rabble.
Yes.
No, but those that don't have tickets will no doubt be filling their pubs and the supporters clubs, because it's going to be the start of a great week for us, and you know, tomorrow night's going to be part of that as well. You know, it's just an incredible time, and people are making massive commitments. Mm-hmm. To support the club at the minute, and everybody wants to be part of it. You know, I don't want to miss a beat. I don't want to miss a beat, and we're going to go tomorrow night. We're going to turn up on Sunday. I've not got a ticket. I think I'm going to my friend's house, but he doesn't know that yet. So, Kenny, if you're watching, get the man cave open. And it's all going to be part of the experience, because they're the people I'm going away with next week, and we don't want to miss a single minute of it. So I know that wasn't your question, but I'm just so excited by the week, the 10 days that lie ahead for us. And yeah, that starts tomorrow night with Ross County. See, you'd bring it back eventually.
There you go. Can I just quickly get people in the comments to very, very quickly because I know we're over the hour. But hey, it's a celebration. Number one, if you're going to Seville, tell me how you're getting there. Should Alan Brian, euthanize his cat? and also, if you, it was a wee joke there, Elaine. Don't be so sensitive. that's me getting sacked now. So what was the questions? How are you getting to Seville, right? And if you've got a ticket for the final, how much did it cost you? There you go. Because Big Shug, my ticket for Seville cost 1,500 quid. The missus is fuming. I don't have that. And if I did have that and I bought a ticket for that, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have a missus now. Which is...
I got offered one last night. Through a website, and it was £1,500, and I had the same thought: if I take this, she will go absolutely ballistic. And she's been so understanding, you know. She knows that going to Seville's going to leave me a little bit skint, shall we say? But she's so understanding and so supportive, and I thought I'm not going to push my luck any further.
I'm a little bit worried, actually, Alan, to meet you in Seville because I'm with the missus this time, and I know what you like, so.
It's fine. I've met her before. It's fine.
Yeah, I know you've met her before, but she's never met you when you've been on the bevy. So it's cool. Anyway, should we get back to Ross County, Elaine, please, if we could?
I take it that's who we're playing tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Yes, that's who we're playing tomorrow night. Ross County home. Final home game of the season. So obviously, the players will want to put on a bit of a show for the fans. But are we Calvin Bassey was rested at the weekend. Tavernier was rested at the weekend. Do we expect to see people like Goldson playing, or will he get a rest? Because I know how much he hates not playing.
Yeah, I think there's certain players that you just keep ticking over. I don't think he'll rest Goldson. I think he'll probably start Tav. But to be honest, I know it's the last home game of the season, but see every 50-50. Even on Sunday, I'm going, oh no, just don't you overcommit yourself. And
let them through.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So I think there's certain players that will play. I wouldn't be surprised if McGregor plays one of the games. McGregor's going to be in goal next week. I don't think he'll give him three games off in the trot because that seems a bit daft.
So what do you do then, Elaine? What do you do? Do you play him tomorrow or do you play him Saturday?
Tomorrow.
Yeah?
Yeah, tomorrow and John McLaughlin Saturday. I think he'll stick with Golden Tav. But, you know, I'm all for rotating it loads, you know, but by all means even bring some of them on. I would...
Who would you 100% not start tomorrow, Elaine?
Kent?
Just Kent?
Kent, Aribo, probably Bassey as well.
The whole team.
The whole team.
I wouldn't risk Kent. The people who are potential game changers for us, Ryan Jack, I don't even know if he would start because obviously... kind of if he had a wee knock or whatever, but anyone that's at even slight risk, don't do it.
What do we do with this man, Brian? Because he's playing so well and consistency is everything in football. Does he get the next two games off or does he play one of them? Does he play tomorrow?
I'd prefer to play tomorrow than Tynecastle. I think McGregor will play tomorrow and McLaughlin will play against Hearts. That's what I think in goals. Because clearly McGregor's going to be in goals for the Europa League final and then McLaughlin will come back in for the Scottish Cup final. Mm-hmm. So, but I must admit, I do fear at this stage of the season when you've got the two cup finals on the horizon, there's two league games left. You're almost wanting to wrap everybody in cotton wool, but that's not how we've went about things. We've always been, you know, play games, just let them come as they, you know, let them come as they come, and we seem to get through them okay. But the gravity and the size of the games that are coming up, it is a slight worry with the games coming up that somebody will pick up an injury.
But... Elaine's nervous while you're talking about that. I can see it. Her face is terrified. Look.
Do you know what? I was just thinking there about Goldson, thinking how many games does he play? He's never injured.
Well, Aribo's played 64 this season, mm-hmm. including African
that's
nations.
That's an insane amount. And I just don't want to tempt fate now because next week is so huge.
Do you know what? If ever there was a silver lining at not winning the league, think back to 2008, we never had this luxury of being able to rest players on the build-up to the UEFA Cup final. We had to go full throttle because we were challenging for the league. We were still in the middle of our Scottish Cup run. We'd already won the League Cup. But we never had this luxury at all. This is different this time. We can afford to give people like Kent the night off tomorrow night, wrap them in cotton wool, as Elaine said.
Here's a question for you, Alan. Here's a question for you, Alan. Now, we all know about Rangers. We don't like to lose. We don't like to draw. All we like to do is win. Tomorrow, does it matter?
I think in the grand scheme of things, no, it doesn't. But like you said, we're Rangers. We don't, coming in second best isn't really good enough. It's never been good enough. And I think if you're at Rangers and you're willing to start accepting second best, then pack your bags and we'll show you the door just now. Because
Does it matter, yes or no?
Yes, it always matters when Rangers
there you go. So we need to play the strongest team possible. There you go.
We need to play a team capable of winning the game.
Yes, we do.
Very
quickly, Darren Stewart, Newcastle to Seville via Heathrow and Madrid on Tuesday. Seville to Newcastle via Munich and Frankfurt on Thursday. You'll probably see
He's
me
going
on
through
the front
Frankfurt.
Page. He's gone through Frankfurt.
Absolutely brilliant or terrible.
If we win, Darren, you have to wear a Rangers top going through Frankfurt Airport.
Via Munich and Frankfurt?
Yes. You have to wear a Rangers top going through both Munich and Frankfurt airports if we win.
Yeah, absolutely. That's... I think I'd be staying well clear of Germany. And I mean, Seville Airport on Thursday after the game, we are, the place will be bouncing with Rangers fans. We've just won the Europa League. The place will be bouncing with Frankfurt fans who are gutted they've been lost. And you're going to get on the flight with the Frankfurt fans.
Best of luck.
Child emergency. My apologies.
Good luck with that, Darren, but it wouldn't be me.
Just to update you, Martin, on that comment from Darren, I've laid down the challenge that if we win on Thursday, he has to wear a Rangers top to go through Munich and Frankfurt airports.
Oh, I wore a Rangers top in Bremen, and you want to see the looks I got? I wouldn't be. No, I wouldn't be doing
that. He's accepted the challenge.
Oh, he's a brave, brave man. Should we do predictions? Does it matter? Will we do predictions?
For tomorrow?
Yeah, for tomorrow.
Will we do it?
4-0 Rangers. There we go.
Alan. But where's the first goal scorer?
We don't know who's going to be playing.
That makes it even better.
Yeah. 4-0 Rangers, and first goal scorer will be the wee man that sells the programmes outside the Copland.
Oh, here, by the way, aye, brilliant. I'm taking that. I wonder what the odds are on that, Brian.
3-0 and Broxy Bear to score first.
There we go, even better. Elaine?
3-1 and the SLO has got to do something this week.
Well, I mean, you're asking for a bit there. GB's going cleaner.
See that ticket you had for the final lane? That's
well gone. Yeah.
Poor Greg.
5-0 Sakala. Curry Munchers 4-1 Lowry. CGM's 5-0 Diallo. Nicholas Mears 2-0 Arfield. 3-0 Diallo hat trick. That would be great. I would get him into the Europa League team. Is there anything I've missed from the agenda? Because I can't even remember anymore.
Did we talk about Seville enough?
I don't think so. I'll probably get in trouble for that.
So just out of interest, because obviously you were asking people how they're getting there. Are there any mental shouts? Because I know that my uncle is flying to Reus, which is pretty much in France, and hiring a camper van to drive 600 miles to Seville, which
that's mental.
Wouldn't be me, but yeah, because I've seen there's quite a few people going through Morocco as well.
I've seen that. I know one of our guys is going to Marseille.
Yep. There are people staying in. There's people staying in Portugal and Spain until the Saturday and missing the Scottish Cup final for it.
Yes, there is.
Mm-hmm. I've heard somebody's flying into Cyprus and then going to Spain.
There's buses leaving for Glasgow, 32-hour bus trip.
No alcohol.
Anyways, we are going to have to wrap this up now because my phone has rang twice and it is the better half, and something's happened and she's not happy. She's not happy because I am 15 minutes late. I promised her I would only be an hour, but like I say, when you get chatting, you get chatting. Thank you to everybody for tuning in. Please do like and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. Give us a wee retweet on Twitter, a like and a comment on there as well. I believe we're going to be doing some giveaways within the next Academy review. I think we've got some signed stuff for Tony Weston and Leon King.
I heard you had a ticket for Seville.
I wouldn't even lie about that.
We absolutely have. We've got a ticket for some. I mean, it's their next league game, but we've got one.
I've been promised a ticket, but I don't know. Anyways, thank you everybody for tuning in. Elaine, Brian, Alan, who looks as if he's in like some kind of 1950s horror film.
I'm actually questioning why I never turned the light on when we started.
He's in The Shining.
That was that song came into my head there. So listen, yeah, thank you everybody for watching. We'll be back tomorrow with the preview, the preview show, and 45 minutes before kickoff now, and then we'll be back, of course, for live match reaction. So thank you everybody for watching, and we'll speak to you tomorrow night.
Podcast Network.